Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
That's my friend Kim doing her usual commercial for me. It's so wonderful. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I don't know how I am known everywhere, both names, I guess, because it's StarsCast basically everywhere. That's how I got started. But anyways, we have another awesome guest today, and we're going to be discussing happiness. But anyways, I'm going to tell you about what's going on, Mystic Living Today. The issue is up. For May, a lot of good things, reviews, excerpts, just a total gamut of things that anything that I get, usually I'll put in. So if you want to submit something, it can be an excerpt from a book. It can be just an article. I have somebody that submitted something about golf. That's in there. Can you imagine? And even though it's Mystic Living Today, you don't have to be mystical. It doesn't have to be like that. It's just a wealth of good information to help you along the way. So that's up, and in about 9 days or so, I'll be sending out reminders for the June issue. It just seems like it keeps rolling along. And also, I want to talk about stars with a ZPsychics.com. You already heard that from Kim. $10 for 10 minutes is a first-time special for new clients. I'm adding new readers, taking some off. You know, I like participation, and if I notice you're really too busy to be on the site, that's not good for me, it's not good for you, it's not good for stars. So, I disable your account because I just feel that if people are going to come to the site, they want to see you on a regular basis. And I have some that are on 24/7, believe it or not. So, but those are the ones, you know, that seem to get all the business and all of that. But things are picking up nicely. There was a time when, I was kind of hanging in there. You know, I just knew it would come back. I just knew. And sure enough, I mean, we still are on a little bit of a roller coaster, but I'm used to that. That doesn't upset me. That doesn't get me all, oh, my God, it's going to go away. No, I don't do that. The site will be 11 years old in September, and I think it's got longevity in its pocket and good things. And we're still working on the new design, but I'm kind of holding off on that because soon I will have Stars Tarot cards. I'm getting the logo trademark that you'll see on StarPsychics.com, you know, stars with a Z. I'm getting that trademark, and I talk to the attorney tomorrow. So then we'll put that all out. We'll do a press release, all kinds of good stuff, print up the cards, and they'll be everywhere. I'm kind of excited about it because the gal who did them is from Spain. She illustrated them for me. I gave her my colors, and, you know, I say, oh, no, nah, I don't really want that color. Too dark. All the colors are very, they make you feel good. You know, they're even the tower card, it looks like it's collapsing. Even the death card, it's a good card. It's going to make you feel optimistic and not like, oh, well, I guess it's the end of everything. No, that's not it. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my beautiful guest, and we're going to talk about her site and her new book, and her name is Stephanie Grace. How are you today, Stephanie?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here joining you on your lovely show.
Yeah, my loveliest show. Now, didn't you tell me that you've been listening to some of the shows? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, when you invited me to be a guest, I wanted to go and check out, you know, what you have been doing so that I could be familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think this is number 250, I think. Candy
Stout. Oh, wow.
Stout. Yeah, 250. Well, I've been doing them for 10 years. Well, it is 10 years right now for the show. But I started off not doing talks. I started off doing topics with my co-host. And after she passed away, suddenly I took about 3 months off because I just didn't know if I wanted to do them anymore. I mean, she was like my sister, so it was very, very, very tough on me. But I got encouragement and got my feet wet again, and here I am all these shows later. Yes, but anyways, Stephanie has a book. It's called Creating Real Happiness, A to Z. And we all know sometimes it's difficult to be happy. And I'm going to ask her, first of all, how did you get into the writing field? I mean, how did you start all of this, Stephanie?
Well, let's see. How I got started really is through my own work. You know, I came from a pretty disadvantaged, difficult background upbringing, and just naturally from an early age have always been a seeker, like somebody who has been interested in spirituality and reading. And so that sort of led me to my own path and journey of healing myself and my past. And then that work of being just so fascinated by spirituality led me to becoming a counselor, and that's what I do. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I combine, you know, the research and my own spiritual work into guiding my clients in terms of their healing work. And that I've been doing that one-on-one type of work for 22 years, and I have this desire to want to reach more people, and that is what made me decide to write a book. So I don't consider myself a writer, but I felt like I wanted to take all the things that I've learned along the way and that I use with my clients, and I kind of put all my favorite things into a book to be able to help other people. And that's how I came to write a book.
I was thinking when you were talking, I bet she helped people all of her life. Most of us, when we're of service, I always say of service, if you look back, you can see that people would come to you and say, well, what do you think I should do with this? And maybe they wouldn't even ask you. That happened to me. You would just know that people needed your help, your assistance, your not even assistance, make them feel good. You can do this. You can do this. I know you can do this, you know, encouragement. And I had that happen to me many times. And now this is not your first book, though, is it?
This is my first book. Yeah, Creating Real Happiness A to Z is my first book. Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, well, I think we've got an excerpt in the magazine, I believe, and then, of course, we'll get something else in there for June, and then we'll put a link from the show into that so people can hear it because this is recorded. Okay, so how long did it take you to do this book?
Well, it's kind of probably like a year or so of writing, because I would do it when I had time, you know, jot down ideas and things, and then believe it or not, that never having written a book, the hardest part of writing a book is what happens afterwards. It's like finding an editor and a publisher, and then once you find a publisher, then that's a whole journey of a year where they're doing all the things that they do to prepare it. And so it's been about a 3-year-long process to where it finally has been published. I'm like out into the world May 1st, just last week, so it has been quite a little journey.
Awesome. This worked out perfect then since it just came out. Now, okay, you're a coach also. Now, what types of people, I would imagine all types of people come to you for help, correct? I mean, addiction and depression and just trying to get through everyday life. Are those the types that come to you that seek you out?
Yeah, I pretty much anything, you know, that you can imagine people come for, and I believe the solution is always the same. So I am happy to pretty much work with anything that is ailing someone, because I believe that their healing is all the same in terms of what, you know, how I help people to heal and become happy. Yes.
Well, okay, if somebody comes to you, I'm going to use this as an example. Somebody comes to you and they're just, you know, they don't want to take any medicines. They want to try to work through everything, and they're really floundering. They're really depressed. They're really sad. And that can cover many people right now. A lot of people,
yes,
you know, are watching Ukraine and the disaster over there. And, like, for me, I can't do anything about it. And I know that if I was there, I would be helping too. But so people like that, I mean, just maybe if there wasn't anything, maybe they didn't lose anybody. Maybe it wasn't a passing of a dog or a cat or a person in their life, but it's just the world is depressing them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you begin with somebody like that? Do you just sit and talk to them?
Well, here's what I would do. I mean, here's the truth of it, is that there's always going to be difficult things happening in our world. There's always going to be difficult things happening in our life, right? But
yeah,
the thing to know is that we can't suffer enough to change anybody else's suffering. So us joining the world in its suffering, or joining another person in their suffering, is only going to cause more suffering. And so what is helpful in terms of us being able to be okay in the midst of others' suffering is to understand what is within our control, right? And to, I think when we're squeezed, so when we're suffering, it allows us to see the areas in which we might need a little more support. And so it allows us to dig down and kind of think about what we need in order to feel more supported, in order to feel more happy. So the reverse of what I'm saying is true. So in terms of, like, me saying that if we join somebody else's suffering, all it does is cause suffering. But if
right,
we go into our light, our own healing, that actually lifts people up. Because remember, we're all divine, we're all connected. And so that's why when somebody who vibrates at a high level of energy can bring somebody up who is vibrating at a lower energy. So by us being in our light, being in our joy, we actually are helping.
And yet, but you have to also make sure, like, you've known this, I'm sure, that you don't want to step into where they are. You've got to keep your higher level, like you said, going and able to help them. I mean, you can't, because sometimes people drag you into what's going on in their life, and that takes a lot. I mean, I honor you, because you have to, like, say I came to you, you know, and my business wasn't doing good, so it was making me really depressed, really sad. And I, believe it or not, I wasn't really depressed about it. I was just concerned. I didn't drop myself down. I mean, because I have all these people that work on the site, I'm using that as an example, and they weren't making money. I had a few. That's when it was really bad. And I talked to God every day. And I've told people this, sometimes it's a dissertation. It's not always that wonderful when he hears from me, but I do it every day. Sometimes I'll say, okay, now what is this about? You know, and I'll just say, open the doors. You know I'm going to check everything out, because I believe more than anything. Okay, so there isn't anything, like if I came to you and you said, you know, Stephanie, I just don't know what to do. Advertising costs money. I'm not making money to put out that money. And sometimes in the field that I'm in, I call it an arena because really that's what it is you could advertise until the sky falls, but it's not going to help. It's
mm-hmm.
people just don't have the money to spend. And you're not something that they need. You're not food on the table. You know, you're not going to make them any money. They're going to spend money. It's a fine line. So that's the only thing that really bothered me. And all I did was I dug deep into myself. You probably would have told me to do this. I dug deep into myself, and I thought, no, look, you're really intelligent. You know that it's like a pendulum. It's going to swing back. All you got to do is hold on. And I didn't, you know, the nicest thing, because I was, I'm surrounded by beautiful people, is that nobody ever complained to me. They knew I would do the very best for them, because I've interviewed them all and I know them all. And and it's been a struggle. But if I came to you and said, well, what do I do? I mean, you know, I don't know what to do. Well, how would you advise me? What would you say?
Yeah, well, I think you started to tell us, you know, a really great way of focusing on, because what you want to do is not focus on your fears, not focus on what isn't working, because if we focus on what isn't working, what could go wrong, our fears, then that's what we'll see, and that gets really scary. What you want to focus on is what is working. You want to focus on trusting and being open, that you're trusting that things will go as you want. You're trusting the universe, trusting God. You are open to things going the way you want. So if we keep ourselves in this space, then we keep ourselves open to things working and going the way we want. We're allowing the universe to come and help us go. And like you were talking about, you know, you were telling me that you didn't allow yourself to go into that. You continued to trust that you had the skills, you had the people who are supporting you. And that's the right thing, is focus on what's working, focus on what you want to create, focus on trusting that you know what you want to have happen will happen. And life is about ups and downs. We know that there's going to be downs, but we also know the down won't last forever, and we know we'll come back up.
Yeah, it's the pendulum. It will. It'll swing back. It'll go back up high again. And, you know, I would write to everybody a general email, and I'd tell them, the best thing you can do is believe in yourself, believe in the site, believe in me, and just do a good job, because it will change. It's not like this forever. But you see, what I also did is I watched every dime I spent. I didn't buy ads. I hung in there because I had to keep the surplus going. Should it go long term? You know, because I have site bills. What I did, though, is I started paying things that the site was paying, like my internet. I paid it for several months because I knew I don't have any choice sometimes, and I'm the one that's going to have to do this to give up. But it's like a vacuum. You know, when you see a change, and every day I wake up and I thank God, and when I go to sleep I thank God, which everybody should do. It's a beautiful, it really is a beautiful world. Anything is possible. I'm telling you, it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just dug really deep. And, you know, sometimes I have a friend that she does a lot of my stuff for me, and I'd say, gee, I just don't know what's going to happen. She says, oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. She says, you know, it's going to come back. And that was good. She was like a sounding board. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't tell my son. I couldn't tell my daughter at all. My granddaughter's just graduating from high school. I couldn't tell her. I mean, it was just, I had to go really deep and believe in myself and know, you're doing the right thing. You're going to see. Now, it could drop again. I mean, some days it starts off at, there isn't any business. And then all of a sudden, about 7, 8 o'clock at night, bam, here it comes. So I think you have to look into yourself an awful lot. You have to talk to people that you know love you, or find somebody like you, Stephanie, who has gone through all of this, you know, experienced it from other people, even your own self, okay? And just that encouragement. All the time. And step out of it. Step out of it, right? Don't sit there and dwell upon it. Like, you know, I have 3 monitors. I could sit and look at my site till the sky falls, and it's not going to change anything. All it's going to do is say, oh, my gosh, there's no business. I don't want to do that. I don't even do that. Sometimes, most times now, I walk away from the computer. I don't have my monitors in front of me. And that's when business comes in, but I don't worry about it.
You're trusting. That's because you know.
I'm trusting because I just know.
You know.
First, yeah, you know, and you're a beautiful person. I feel that I am also. And I feel that the universe and God knows this. And if you continue on the path that you're on, oh, yeah, things are going to happen. We all, I mean, like you said, they do happen, and they're going to continue happening. I mean, it's not a perfect anything, you know. We wish that it could be for everybody. If I could do that, it would be good for everybody. Nobody deserves to have a bad life. Everybody, but, you know, there are those of us who work really hard, and we go deep inside, and we just know. So what if somebody comes to you that lacks in self-esteem? What do you, like, they'll say, oh, I can't do anything. I'm not good for anything. I don't know how to do that. I failed at that. How do you start them to believe in themselves? Because isn't that what you have to do?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the core of all the work that I do for everyone, is because I believe that healing is really about learning who you truly are and learning to love and accept yourself. So here's the thing, is that we are all divine beings. We are all born perfect, knowing we are lovable and worthy of all that we desire. And what happens is that then we enter the world and we have parents and we have the society and all kinds of interactions in the world. And this begins to create conditioning about who we are and how we need to be in order to be accepted in our world and get our needs met. And then most of the time, people are walking around identifying with this conditioning, thinking that this is their truth, which would create low self-esteem or make people feel like they're not lovable or worthy or they can't have the life that they want. And so when they come to me, you know, this is where I'm helping people to begin to understand that that isn't their truth. Their truth is divine. They are love, and that's still there. Always will be, and never goes anywhere. And so our key to happiness, to real happiness, and to being at peace and all those good things is to reconnect with our truth. And once we know our truth, then we can love ourselves and accept ourselves. And so there are all kinds of ways in which I work with people to help them with this process to come out of conditioning and into their truth. And that is why I wrote my book, Creating Real Happiness, is because it gives people all kinds of ways and tools to begin the process of knowing their, you know, their true selves and learning to love and accept themselves.
So is it really A to Z? Do you start with A and accept, or, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the book in front of me, so I don't. How did you write the book? With people in mind, I mean, what were you hoping to achieve? Like, say, okay, since you can't come and see me, you can read my book. It's going to help.
Yes.
It's going to help. So how does it help?
Yeah, so essentially what I've learned from my 22 years of working with people is that people get easily overwhelmed. When people get overwhelmed, they give up or they don't try. And so I wanted my book to be very approachable, like easy, so that if somebody picks it up, they didn't feel threatened or scared by it. So my book is very small and beautiful, but when you open it up, I've done it in an A to Z format so that people can have little bite-sized pieces of information, and each entry, and it really is in an A to Z format, so it starts in the A's and goes to the Z's, and each entry has practices, because what I believe is if you want your life to be different, you have to do something different. And so one of the big things that I tell people is that you have to practice, you have to do something different. And so all of these practices that I introduce people to are things that they can experience and then decide which of these are sustainable for me, which of these feel easy and doable, what can I put into my routine that is going to allow me to have these practices consistently. And so that's essentially, you know, how I wrote the book, and I can give you some examples of things that I think, you know, are
give
beneficial.
Our audience some examples. Exactly. Yes. I'd like to hear them myself.
Great. Sure. So my very number one thing I always tell people, if you're only going to listen to me and do one thing that I recommend, the thing that I think has the biggest bang for your buck is gratitude practice, which you were talking about earlier. Or if people don't like the word gratitude, we can say what's working practice. And gratitude helps us to learn self-love, hope. The reason why it does that is because we're focusing on what's working. We're focusing on, like, oh, there are actually things that are going right for me, which then makes us feel like, oh, I'm worthy of things working out for me. Oh, more things can work out for me. So it's like focusing on gratitude just gets us to begin shifting our focus toward things that are working. And you can try this out, anyone. I'll say do an experiment with it. The more you practice gratitude practice, the more of what you are experiencing will come. You'll just continue to create more and more of it. And the other reason why I like it is because it's easy. You can just say it in your mind. You can say it out loud. You can say it to another person. I always tell people pair it with something. So I do gratitude practice every day when I'm walking my dog. I have clients who do it in the shower, who do it on their way to work. Put a little sticky note on your mirror to remind you. The sticky note can say, what am I grateful for today? And then that can kind of begin your practice.
That's true. And, you know, I didn't do this before. I mean, I had so many different kinds of jobs, but I was always in service. I was always helping other people. Now, there are some days, Stephanie, I'll say, because what I do sometimes can be demanding, I'll say, okay, God, hold up. What's for me? Then I answer it myself. What's for me is that I have very good health for my age. I have a beautiful family. I have a son who's exactly like I am. He just gives and gives. But I also warn him, don't sell yourself too short, though. You can give, but you have to be careful how much you're giving. Make sure that you feel good about what you're giving. Don't give it because somebody asks. You know, you want to see results. You want to make sure that they're receiving it in the right way. I had a period of time because of my husband. I mean, he had Alzheimer's, and that was rough. I mean, that was really rough. I kept him home, and he was not fun to be around, and he was a teacher. He was really smart, and he tried to hurt me every day, every single day.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I came out of it okay. I came out. I never broke a bone. I never, nothing. Because I had some visitations, Jesus came to me twice. And I'm telling everybody, you know, somebody said you should write about it, but I don't really want to go over it again. I that's a chapter of my life. I'm grateful that I was able to do it. That's another thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I didn't get hurt. I'm grateful for all the things I have right now. And that surpasses anything, any fears I had then. I mean, and not everybody's going to go through something major like that. But if you look at things and talk to somebody like you, really, because you would say, you think to yourself, they think this is so bad. No, it's not. And I, you know, my heart goes out to people that are not healthy. Something happens. But I tell people, if your name is in the book, your name is in the book. And everybody's name is going to be there at one point in time. And that's the way it is. And I'm just thankful. And I just, you know, when I talk to God every day, every morning he hears from me. Like I said, sometimes it's not always wonderful. And roses and flowers, all kinds of flowers, you know. It's just like, you know, I'm not really happy with what's going on here, and I think we need a change. Not talking about the world. You know, you want me to be your angel on earth? Well, I have to have the tools. Everybody has to have tools. You have to be able to do it. My tools are helping as many as I can, and I've always been like this. Always. Nobody taught me, Stephanie. It was from within. But you can learn.
It comes from the divine, right?
It does. And you channels. Can, you know, it starts with being grateful. You're right. You get this overwhelming, this feeling of, look at all I'm grateful. Look at the world. Look outside. You'll see my blog, and sometimes I'll post a little something with, if I push out a picture of something, and I'll say, it really is a beautiful world. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. That's how I end almost everything I write. And I just, like you're right in my wagon with me. Yep. My little red wagon.
I am in your wagon.
You are, because you are of the same. And and I'm finding right now, I don't turn TV on. That's another thing you should stop doing, because what's going to happen, I was watching it every day faithfully, and all I was doing was feeling sick physically. Because, and in my, I was feeling hurt because I can't change it. I can't help anybody in another country. But you can support your own country. You can support where you are by, you know, you can do donations or all kinds of things you can do that'll make you feel good. Go to a grocery store, help somebody, you know, put their stuff in the cart. Somebody who's older, I do that all the time. But you see, that's, I feel, and I don't know how you feel about this. Maybe you'll use this someday. I feel that you've got a tablet going. Everybody has a tablet. You have the positive and you have the negative, or the pluses and the minuses. And to me, you better make sure the pluses are a lot longer than the minuses. Because one time comes, you're going to be asked, why didn't you do more on this side? Why did you feel you had to hurt this person, you had to do this, you had to do that? I used to get, and you know, I'm talking to you because you're a counselor, I used to get really upset at people, my own people, who would do things around me, and I couldn't understand it because I'm the one that understands everything, and I couldn't understand it. And finally, I realized, well, there are really good friends and there are acquaintances. Acquaintances are people that you meet along the way. They come and they go. Your friends are the ones that are going to be there for you. They will be there. And it's up to you to decide who is who. You know, I can give you a lot of examples of my life. Maybe you can put it in your other book. Maybe, but when you talk to people, you can remember what I'm telling you, because I'm telling you the truth. I can give you so many examples. I have a friend. Now, I don't have a car. I can drive, but I don't have a car. I gave it to my son because he was in, you know, dire straits. He needed it. This was a long time ago. And this was when my husband was home and ill, so I couldn't go anywhere anyways. But, you know, I've never regretted that. I just said, here, just take the car. It's paid for. It was paid for. And I said, I don't need it. Except that if I need to go somewhere, you're going to have to take me. But now we have Instacart, and I don't even know. But I have this friend. She lives about between 20 and 25 minutes away. One day a week we spend together. If I need to run any little errands, we go out to lunch. She buys or I buy, or we split it. You know, we kind of even it out. She's always wanting to buy, always. And that's my friend. That's the one that I can call upon her and say, you know, I really need your help. And her daughter doesn't live far from either, and she's the same way. And she tells me sometimes, you know, like if my son's out of town and I really have nobody in an emergency, I can call either one of them, and even their son and even the husband. Call them. We'll be there. We'll do it.
Yep.
You
good
see,
people.
But you see what she did for me also, and I'm telling you this because I think you're going to appreciate it. Maybe you'll expound on it a little bit. But when my husband finally passed, she would call me every week to go, you know, either take her granddaughter to meet the father or whatever it was, and she'd say, "I'd like you to go with me." And you know, there was a part of me that says, "Oh, I really don't want to go." But I went. Okay? I went. My son said to me, Mom, if you don't go with her when she asks, she's going to stop asking. And this is something I felt came to me because it was so needed. I would follow her around. This is not a joke. You're going to really appreciate this because of your therapy sessions and all you do. I would follow her around in a store. And, you know, women always like to pick up things and look at them. And I didn't do any of that. Nothing. I just followed her and stopped when she stopped. Because, remember, I was in the house for a year, basically, out to the mailbox. So something happened to me at that time. And I had to kind of readjust my life and myself. So gradually, and I didn't really even know when it happened to me, but one day I said to her, you know what? Don't you notice I'll say, okay, I'll meet you over here in about 15 minutes. She said, yeah, I noticed. I don't follow her around anymore.
No.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. I could have used somebody like you. But I just knew. I don't, maybe I didn't even know, Stephanie. I just felt it, that I gave up a year of my life taking care of somebody. I could have put them in a home, but I didn't. And I did it, and I stand proud that I did it. You know, and I'm sure, you know, he didn't like what he was, if he's looking down, which I believe he is, my lights flash in my kitchen, I know who it is, and several people. There's four of them, and my son is here, and he'll say, well, what was that? I'll just look up, and I'll say, hi, is everything going okay up there? I'm fine. You know, and he looks at me like, oh, my God, my mother's nuts. No, he doesn't. He knows. He knows. So, you know, but actually, if you look back at somebody that has something like that, I don't know if you've ever dealt with anybody like that. Gradually you see their mind, it disappears.
Yeah.
It regresses back to when they're a child. That's, they do. They carry, they drag blankets around. I mean, it's the saddest thing you ever want to be around. But I don't even know how, I know how I got through it. I had a visitation from Jesus, and I'm going to tell you this, and then we're going to move on. I locked myself in the bathroom, and I was just sobbing. I sat on the floor, and I was sobbing because I kept thinking, how long do I have to do this? My life is threatened every single day. I'm not getting any help. My son worked. My daughter-in-law worked. All of my neighbors worked. Nobody was around. And I looked down, and I saw feet. No shoes, just feet. And just above that was a robe. I knew it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it. I took a deep breath. I got up, stopped crying. Out the door I went. I never felt alone again.
Yeah. Yep. You were reminded that you were not alone, that you
That's
were
right.
being guided.
I'm helping you. You just, now I have to show her that I'm helping her, because she's gonna dump on herself an awful lot, and we don't want that to happen because she has work to do, and that did it, and I carried on.
What an amazing experience!
Yes, and you know, he came to me in a dream once, but that was real. I mean, I saw him in a dream. I saw him, no shoes. There, this old-looking man, not an old-looking man, but he looked like he'd been on Skid Row, pardon the expression, but he did. And he didn't talk to me, but he motioned for me to look back behind my vehicle because he knew I didn't believe him. And here come the apostles, all of them, walking one after the other. Then he looked at me and mentally said, now do you believe me? I'll never forget that in my whole life.
Yeah. It's a good
I mean, not everybody
that.
Is privy to that. Not everybody. No. And so I guess that's helped me along the way, too, see, because that was like 11, it's been 10 years, you know, but it was like 11 years ago that I was going through all the horror. But it's gone. I look back at it as a great experience for me and that I can share with other people and help them however I can, because I came through it.
Yeah.
I
and,
did.
And I think that the difficulties that we face, you know, are there to help us become our highest best selves, to help us be able to help others, right? And that's what it's all about. We are here on earth to remember who we are, that we are love, that we are all connected, and to help remind others of who they are. And so it really is about love. It's about knowing our own love and then sharing our love. Yeah.
And if you don't love yourself, it's going to be really hard to share it.
Exactly. We won't have anything to share.
No, I have the greatest things that come to me You know, I had seven deer. I feed deer every night, and I feed the squirrels and the four ducks. I feed them, and anything else wants to come in my yard. But at night, I have the most beautiful experience because I turn my porch light on and my outside light, and I have these two big bowls. I cut up apples and carrots, and I have two kinds of feed in there for them, nourishment, you know. And I step out, and there they are, all waiting for me.
Oh, that's so special. I love animals more than anything ever.
I know you do.
Like so amazing.
I know you do. And you know, like last night I had to put out a third bowl because there was, you know, there's one, she's an alpha. I'm sure she's the alpha. Sometimes she'll swat at one of them to get away because there's too many at the two bowls, right? It's kind of like, you know, you're being a pig, just back off. And she'll do that. And I saw it. And I have a camera. I saw it. And I thought, oh, no, 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 we're not going to have this. So I had to get another bowl. And I stepped out. And all they did, because it's really close to my porch, because I want to be able to see them on my camera, is they backed up a little bit. And they just stood there real still and watched me. And I talked to them. I said, you know, I love you more than anything. I would never hurt you. I'm just going to bring out another bowl. And I shared it. I had one bowl, and I put some in the other two. I mean, I go through a lot of feed. It costs me a lot of money. But I told my son, I told my daughter-in-law, I'll eat a can of tuna every day so I can feed them. It's the most beautiful thing that you could see. Well, you know, you have animals. That's life out there. And they have these beautiful ears, and they're just, I don't know. I just love them. That's my joy at night that I have, and I look so forward to it. And but these are little things, and that's another thing. You have to find things that'll make you happy. Get yourself a cat. I have a cat too. Get yourself a cat. Get yourself a dog. A bird. Something. And work with that. Whatever you chose to get. And give it love. It's going to love you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will love you back.
Yeah. Even taking care of plants, well, you know, if you can't have an animal, but just giving love to plants will also be
exactly
for you, you know. And they'll show their love by growing and blooming.
Right. And you're giving them nourishment by looking at them. And it's just in your mind, you're saying, oh, my gosh, how beautiful. Look at how green their leaves are and all of that. That's life, too.
Yeah.
It's all life.
Yeah.
And, okay, so now, getting more into your book. Okay, so you touch base on different areas from A to Z. Is that what it is? Give me a sense of what the book is. Okay.
Yeah, so there's different things in here, A to Z, just kind of little, you know, excerpts that you can read about. Like, for example, the very first entry is about acceptance and how acceptance is your key to freedom, you know, in terms of we can't control the external, we can control the internal. So it's like if we can practice acceptance of what is, we're going to be free and free to be happy. It's a choice. We can allow something that happens out of our control to make us unhappy. We can let it ruin our day. We can let it color everything we see, or we can choose to be okay in spite of it not going our way and understand that, okay, it didn't go the way I wanted, but now I'm going to focus on what I can do now. How can, you know, what can I focus on now, or how do I want to feel, and help yourself to be okay, show up for yourself in that way. So that's one example, and then I might give you a little exercise to do in terms of practicing. And so those are the A's, and then there will be different things all the way through with each letter in terms of different things that I think will help you in terms of getting to know your true self and practicing love and acceptance.
So what is Z about? I want to know what the last one is about.
So Z is called the zest. And so zest is about having zest for life, being open.
Yes.
You know, it's like be open. You never know what's going to work for you or who you might connect with. It's if you're excited and curious, then life will never be dull. Remember, you always have a choice and you can always try new things. And that means that you're never trapped or stuck. People often think they're stuck, but guess what? It's just because they don't like their choices. We are never stuck. There's always choices. Yes. So that's
okay.
That's
say you don't have a lot of friends, okay, and you're stuck. What would you advise somebody? What would you say to them? Well, Natalie, listen, you know, what are your interests? What are you interested in? Oh, then they're going. I'm going to be the patient. I'm not interested in anything. I don't care about anything. What do you tell them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, if that's the case, you know, you remember that if you're not happy with that, then you have to do something different. If you tell me I don't like anything, I don't want to do anything different, well, then I'll say, there's not really much I can do to help you, right? If you want things to be different, then we have to do something different. So if you're telling me you want more connection, you want more friends, then you have to begin to shift toward being open to that. You have to shift toward begin to take steps towards making that happen. And one of the things that I'm very gentle with people because I understand that we get easily overwhelmed. And so I have to work with each person individually to find out what is the smallest possible step that I can help you take that you'll feel comfortable with and it feels safe and okay. So that's the thing, is that we have to explore and find the steps that you can take to begin creating more connection. But the very first thing that you have to do is be open, to be willing, to begin to shift your thinking toward creating this. So I often have people imagine, envision, like, well, what would it look like to have connection? What would it look like to have friends? What would that life look like? And so if you can begin to imagine it, then you can create it. And then I help them, then I might explore, like, well, what are the things that you're interested in that you do like or have liked in your life? If right now you're not feeling that way, what have you liked in the past? And then we can begin to explore ways that they might begin to get out in the world. Because you do have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there if you want to make connection. But here's the thing I'll tell people, and you can try it as an experiment. Whatever you put out comes back to you. So you have to trust that. And if you want love, then go and give love like crazy. And then you trust that it will come back. So if you want love, go get love. Go give love and you'll get it.
Exactly. That's true because you know, I'll see people and I'll say a hi, and they'll say hi back most times. And when I'm walking away, have a great day. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you an example. When I was in the grocery store, when I was going to the grocery store, I'd walk, you know, and I'd have my cart and everything. And every once in a while, I'd see somebody. I'll give this example, this little old lady. She probably wasn't much older than me. She just looked older. But anyways, she was looking for something. I could see her mind like, gosh, where is this? You know, and her husband was pushing the cart. So I went up to her and I said, can I help you get something? Can I show you where something is? And she looked at me and her eyes got really big. And she said, well, I'm looking for this. And I said, well, okay, come with me. I'll show you where it is. And she couldn't reach it. I said, I'll even get it for you. And she looked at me. She said, are you an angel? I said, well, I don't know. I've been called that. She turned around to her husband, and she said to her husband, we just met an angel. She
Aww.
Said, I've been walking around looking, and nobody but you came to me. I said, well, good. Now you're going to always remember me. So,
aww, that's so sweet.
Little
I love
things
it.
Like
yeah.
that. Yes, little
make a big difference.
Silly things.
Yeah.
And my son and I will help somebody get their stuff out to take it to the car because they're overwhelmed with this cart and the husband is waiting for them and he unloaded the cart and put it in the trunk and it was raining. You see,
aww.
These little things,
yeah.
they're called pluses. Remember, pluses.
Mm-hmm.
My list is on. I'm probably on the 100th page. I don't know, but I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm only telling you that it makes
mm-hmm.
you feel really good. Eventually,
it is.
You're going to
yes.
see the results,
yep.
and you can say yep. that, and I can say that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just writing this book, the courage to write this book because you knew it's going to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm basing
yep.
it upon my experiences that I know because I've worked with people enough. Now, you have a dog called Lulu?
Yep, a dog called Lulu. Yep.
And
she's
you have
a rescue dog. She Two cats.
How old is she?
Yeah. She is now, I think, probably, gosh, 6 or 7. She's getting
And you
up,
have
she's
two cats,
there.
Right?
Two cats, yep, Gus and Birdie.
Gus and Birdie?
Yeah.
How cute.
Yes.
How cute is that?
Yeah. Yeah, and
do
Gus
they get along?
Is this handsome orange. Oh, they do now. I mean, Gus is he's a bit sassy. He's this, you know, really cute orange tabby cat, and he's younger than Birdie. Birdie's probably about 8 or so now, and he kind of harasses Birdie a bit. And so, but they get along now. They sleep together and things like that. And but Gus is absolutely obsessed with Lulu. Like he loves her. Like he wants to be wherever she is. And he does
yeah.
this really funny thing in the morning. As soon as he sees her, he jumps to try and like brush his back against her chin. Like he jumps up and tries to like you know get love from her. It's so hilarious.
Yes, isn't that the sweetest thing? Well, my cat is a Maine Coon.
I love
big.
Maine Coons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a brat. He's the boss. He and they're like that. They choose one, and that's who they love. That's it. Nobody else. I mean, you know, he'll hiss, and he's not hissing at my son. I mean, he's about 12 years old now. Really in good shape,
mm-hmm.
you know, really, really healthy. But it's kind of like, and I want to tell you this because it's funny. It's kind of like if you come to the door, he'll say, don't take your shoes off. Don't get comfy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not staying. This is my house and this is my mom. That's how he is. He's sleeping in a basket up on top of the refrigerator, squeezes himself into this. And if he were walking around, he would be hazing me because I'm on the phone. And if I walk around with the phone, he doesn't like that. I'm not paying attention to him.
Yeah.
Talk about a little brat, huh? But,
yeah.
But
oh, man,
he has to be where I am always. Always.
Mm.
Now, he's letting my son touch him. And my granddaughter, he came up to my granddaughter. But he's got this thing about him. I think he figures they're going to stay if I'm too friendly. And then they're going to take her away from me. I don't know. But,
he's gotta protect
animals
you.
Are really smart.
Oh, they are. They're very wise, aren't they?
And they can make you feel really good when you're not feeling so good.
Yeah.
Whether it
they're
be physically
present.
Or mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. It's the truth. So, you're doing a lot of shows now? I've been invited to a lot of shows. I mean, I just invite
yeah.
you. Somebody writes to me, I invite them.
Great. Yeah, it's been really great. And this is my passion, talking about this sort of thing, and it lights me up and makes me feel alive to talk about this work and to get to talk to like-minded people like you is, oh my gosh, just such a joy for me. So it's just been so fun to get to come on these different interviews and meet different people. I mean, everybody's amazing because they're all people who have an interest in this field. So it's just been,
right. And,
you know,
and we're bringing all of this to the world. That's why I continue with it, because they might not otherwise know who you are. And this way they're going to know.
Yes.
And that's the important thing. And I'm so glad you said yes. I'll come on your show.
Yeah. Well, thank you for inviting me. It's an honor. It's an honor to be invited.
Oh no, the honor is mine because you chose. We chose each other. And
we chose each other.
And because we could put out some good stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
And
it really
it's
is wonderful. And I thank you so
your
much.
Company. Oh, yeah.
I've had, you know, somebody listened to my shows. You know, sometimes the men will say this. I don't know if they, just because they're men, will say, well, you know, you kind of lift us off the seat. I mean, your voice, it just raises the vibration up. And, you know, I'm not always like that. I mean, it's because I'm enjoying what I'm doing so much. And there hasn't been one guest, and you're included, that I have not enjoyed talking to that has been such a delight. Even like a man from China, I thought, oh, my first thought was, oh, how am I going to understand this man? He wanted to come on my show. He wanted to talk to me. We had the best time. We had the best. I had him speak in Chinese a little bit, and he was just really great. I mean,
wow,
it's amazing
awesome.
When you are spiritual, how you can all fit together.
Yep.
You really can. It's really amazing.
Yeah,
so what I'm going to do. What?
That we're all connected, right? We are all divine. And so when
we are all
divine, when this happens, it reminds us of our connections because we are all the same. And when we're reminded of that, it feels so good because we're like, oh, it feels so good to be in your presence because we're the same.
Right. Yes. It's so good to talk to somebody where there's where you're not lost for words because you pull from each other and you know. I mean, that's what's great about what I do. I mean, that's just another thing of what I do that I just love. And I always look forward to a new guest. And I'm going to write to you because I want something to go into the easing. You can give me an excerpt if you like, but I'll discuss it in email to you because now I have your email address. And you know, too bad.
Yeah.
I can reach out to you anytime. Yay! Well, which is really a bonus, and I have your phone number too. But anyways, this has been wonderful. But I knew it would be. I just knew it would be because I looked at you. And just the word happiness, creating happiness, real happiness. And her website is, by the way, stephaniegrace.com, stephaniegrace.com. Go to it. She's got a blog. I believe you have a newsletter, right?
Yep. Newsletter and a blog, and it's also connected to my Instagram, and I do a little mindful minute almost every day if it's either video or a post on Instagram, and that's always nice to help people get a little inspiration or
I don't know if I'm
up.
Connected
and
with
I
you
do.
There, but I will be. You'll see, it's Natalie's
yes.
sis. You'll see, I'll connect with you. I don't know if I am or not.
Okay,
but.
That sounds good. I'll get you on, I'll connect with you if I'm not, for sure. Yeah.
As soon as I send you, yeah. Yeah, you'll do it. It's really, you know, I like Instagram better than Facebook. Facebook is more of, I'm going shopping. I'll see you later. I like to put out good stuff. You know, not everybody says, well, why don't you do more on Instagram? I don't. Candy does it, who does the marketing, and she's not on right now, but sometimes she attends the shows, and she's she's been great, and I have Jackie, who does a lot of my writing stuff, and she helps with she does the blog. I mean, she'll say, what do you want me to write about or look up or whatever, and we always have great things. Today it's about vampires. Bram
cool.
Stoker, you know who he is, began, and all the stories about interesting stuff, and I love that. I really, really love it. So I will connect with you. You'll see it'll be Star Psychics, but you'll see my name, Natalie Sist, right behind it, so you'll know it's me. I'll say to you, hello,
perfect.
Stephanie, it's just me.
yeah.
And so what are you there? I should make sure I have it. What are you on Instagram?
If you just search for Stephanie Grace, and just a reminder that my name doesn't have an E on the end on Instagram, find me. Yeah,
I'll
Stephanie
find you.
Grace.
No worries, no worries. I have loved this so much. You're such a beautiful person. Go to her site, Stephanie with an I, and I know it's different, grace.com. And, you know, get her book. I mean, happiness, real happiness, A to Z here, creating real happiness. Don't you want to do that, right? Don't you want to make your life happier? I mean, we all slip. We all do, even you. And probably what
it's
you do
exactly
is you go take your dog for a walk or you do something because you know it's momentary. It's not going to be forever. So do everything you can day. You know, you're alive, you're functioning, you're talking, you're walking. My son will say, how are you today, Mom? I'll say, I'm walking and talking. He says, well, I know you can talk. I have no doubt about that. That's true. But anyways, we'll communicate in email. And thank you so much for being on the show. You're a beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. I'm so, so, so thankful I got to connect with you and back at you. What a beautiful, beautiful human you are. And we're so, so lucky to have all your joy and love that you're spreading in the world.
I'm trying. I'll continue trying. So with that, we'll say I love you, Stephanie. You have an awesome day. And everybody out there, have a good day. Do good things. Be happy. Be grateful. Get Stephanie's book, Creating Real Happiness, A to Z. It's everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org. I mean, just type it in Google and you'll find it. It's there. and look for something that I'm going to ask her to put in the next issue of the e-zine. And yes, by the way, the e-zine, I am doing it in a flip book, so it's going to be like an actual magazine, and I'll be able to take ads and, you know, classifieds and promote and have a, you know, somebody on the cover, a feature artist or feature whatever, you know. And I've always wanted to do that, and I have a little designer, and she's not little, but she's in Africa, and she just, you know, I'll say, can you do this? And she'll write me back, I'm on it, and the next day I've got it. That's no joke. So
awesome.
I have beautiful people around me. See, you emanate
indeed
what you are. If you're a beautiful
mm-hmm.
person and you're loving and kind, they're going to come to you, no doubt. They
yeah.
will.
Yep.
They will. Okay, have an awesome day, honey. I love you. You're great.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so now everybody, you know, remember, as my famous words are, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And next week, let's see, my show will be 2 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday. We'll have another person. And you know, I'm going to, this is recorded, so this will be out there. And I'm going to make sure that as soon as I'm done here, I'll put it off to Twitter, and then everybody can pick it up and run with it. So have an awesome day, and I'll see you next week. Much love to all of you. Bye-bye.